Great lineup for you today. We'll begin with Lincoln County Commissioner Emeritus Chair Chris Bruns, and we have the Vice Chair Kent Wings joining us as well. Gentlemen, thanks for taking time for us today.
Hey, good morning, Tristan. Happy terrific Tuesday.
Amen.
I thought that was Taco Tuesday.
Well, either way, they're both terrific.
Taco Tuesday comes a little bit later.
Oh, that's right.
Mr. Commissioner. Well, I guess you could do a breakfast burrito, though.
Well, actually, I got here first, so the last man in supposed to bring burritos, so that would be Mr. Bruns.
I heard that yesterday was the last man in supposed to bring donuts, too.
Exactly. And you're starting to catch on.
I am. So, and Commissioner Bruns, you came empty-handed.
Yep.
Once again.
No excuse.
No excuse. Commissioner Weems, you and Commissioner Bruns in the studio this morning for our Commissioner's Recap, and it's only fitting because the big item on the agenda is one that the two of you are very familiar with and serve a committee on, too, with the Inland Port Authority.
Yeah, that's starting to gain a lot of notoriety, and that's what we want. We want the awareness to be brought up, and that was part of the reason that we had Chris give the presentation yesterday in the slideshow and make people aware that it's now on the county website. There's a link direct to it. You can see all the criteria, the groundwork that's being laid, and some insight to how that Port Authority is going to be established and how it's going to operate. So we wanted to get that out to the public, and part of that push is to promote candidates in the community in greater Lincoln County to serve on that basically an autonomous board. So that was why we had the big push yesterday to share ideas, right, Chris?
Yep.
And Commissioner Bruns, before we dive too deep into this, if there's folks that have been underneath some sort of boulder for the past year or so, tell us what's going on with this inland port.
Yeah, it's not like I haven't been talking about it at length.
It's one of his favorite topics, isn't it, Commissioner Weems?
Well, yeah, I can't get a word in edgewise. I just sat and listened and nodded.
Don't act like you don't like a little bit of that either, though.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about the whole project.
Yeah, no, I think that it is, in conjunction with the Industrial Rail Park, one of the most transformative projects that we are undertaking, at least in the past 70 years.
Yeah.
I argue it's as consequential of a decision, both the Industrial Rail Park and the Inland Port coupled together, as the UP deciding to put a roundhouse here in North Platte generations ago.
Mm-hmm. Which my pea-sized brain can't wrap around that concept quite yet. So I think that I don't disagree with you, but it's hard for some of us to see it being that big. But I think it could get there. Yeah.
I mean, inland ports around the country bring in billions of dollars worth of commerce. And this is going to have a huge impact for the not just Lincoln County, but the entire region, a multi-state region. So an inland port, essentially, if you think about, for those that may not know, an inland port is a place inside the country, away from the coastal borders and the border ports, where container ships come in. They come into those locations. A lot of those locations are very congested. There's not a lot of real estate for industry and business to build in close proximity to those locations. The customs and border protection agents find themselves overwhelmed with the vast amounts of trade that's being done there. And we've seen bottlenecks. And ultimately, it's contributed to the large-scale breakdown of our supply chain nationwide. And and so what an inland port does is it provides the ability for containers to come in. They go through a cursory screening. I've been doing a lot of research on this. Customs and Border Protection agents do cursory screenings of containers. They have a lot of technology in place that identifies high-risk containers, and those are separated because that's a concern that I've heard is what happens if you know, some kind of a weapon of mass destruction comes in on a container and it doesn't get noticed until it's all the way in the heartland of the country. That's not the case. They have procedures in place to mitigate that. But essentially, that container comes in off ship without breaking chain of custody. It gets loaded from the ship directly onto rail, and it's brought to our location here in Lincoln County, where then we'll go through the Customs and Border Patrol or Border Protection inspection processes, and then through transloading, get out to its final destination, which our ideal situation would be that we have manufacturers and other business building and locating in very close proximity, whether it's in that port district or throughout our immediate region. And then that container, that those raw materials, those goods can get directly to those businesses in very quick order. And so that's the general concept, you know, in broad stroke of what an inland port does. But this is going to have a huge impact economically. Kempel Transportation did the firm that we hired to do the economic impact analysis. The figures that they have projected are just mind-boggling, and I encourage people to go to our website, check out the button that's near the bottom of our main Lincoln County NE.gov webpage. It'll take you directly to the Inland Port page that we've just published this week, and you can read all those facts and figures. You can glean a lot of really pertinent information about not only ports of entry in general, the relationship of coastal ports and border ports and the inland ports, what Nebraska has done through state statute, the resolution that we've passed. You can see the district map in relation to where this project is in greater Lincoln County. You can look at and identify a lot of the prerequisites that we're looking for potential candidates that we'll go ahead and vet and interview and get eventually appointed later this spring to actually, as Kent was saying, manage that port district through the Inland Port Authority. And then eventually, I anticipate on Monday, we'll discuss the actual application and our process for that selection process and get that application actually published. But there's a link on that site as well where that application will be found. And so encourage people to go check it out.
One of the problems with today's world, Commissioner Bruns, as you're very well aware, is all the information at our fingertips, and it's not always accurate. So I would encourage folks, if they want to research and get more information on the Inland Port and the Inland Port Authority, to go to the county's website, because there's accurate information that's trustworthy right there, all that you need.
Absolutely. I mean, I've been, over the past couple months, I've been pulling information from very reputable sources, things that I've researched. There's direct links to the Department of Commerce, the International Trade Administration, the Customs and Border Protection Agency, where you can actually, no kidding, see the information directly linked to those sites, what state statute has laid out verbatim, the resolution that we've passed. It is factual information, and it gives you a great idea of what we envision, the big, hairy, audacious goal that we seek for our region economically and what we're trying to accomplish.
And Commissioner Weems, while this concept might be new to us in the region, it's not a new concept by any means for our nation.
No, as Chris mentioned yesterday, there's a number of these inland ports throughout the country. And the nice thing about not being first is you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You simply go take observations of successful blueprints and those that were not necessarily so successful. And you glean from those and you take other people's best ideas and make them your own.
And Commissioner Weems, let's talk too a little bit. Yesterday, some of the conversation centered on individuals on this Inland Port Authority board. What kind of applicants are you individuals, are the commissioners looking for?
Well, we look for seasoned. I use the word seasoned because I'd like to see a heavy dose of folks who've been in the business community in North Platte and Lincoln County, agriculture, law, business, finance, and we've got a lot of great candidates here. We just have to generate the interest, and we're trying to impress upon these folks that, you know, you've been a community leader in some fashion and maybe several facets in your life. Well, this is think about this being your next chapter, you know, because this is such a fundamental, monumental move that we need very quality, highly intelligent, motivated people that want to serve the community and want to make this economy thrive. And we've got candidates that we're talking to, people that have been in business, and they don't even have to be active in business now. They can be retired.
Or like yourself, semi-retired.
Semi-retired, you know, the emeritus. title. If it fits, great. Yeah. We don't care. But we have individually talked to a number of community leaders that show some interest, and we're excited about that because we need visionaries on this Port Authority. They are essentially an autonomous operation once we put them in place, and we step back and we stay in our lane and let them run the port and see the vision for where we're going, where we need to go. And they won't be just, you know, flying blind. They need to understand this. It's not like we're going to throw nine people to the wolves. We've got a good consultant on board with DEVCO. Gary Pearson and his crew have spearheaded a lot of that. So we've got a very comprehensive team of people that are looking at this. And the comprehensive plan is something that's, again, we're reaching out to industry experts that have done this, been there, done that for other communities. So they're not going to be just out there on their own. They're going to have a lot of good professional guidance on how to structure things, you know, where the priorities should lie, and so forth. So I don't want them to think, oh my, you know, I'd be overwhelmed by this because I have no idea how a Port Authority works. That's not the case. We're going to have plenty of top flight talent assisting.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to requirements, Commissioner Bruns, I believe the only real parameter is to be a Lincoln County citizen over the age of 19, right?
There's a couple. So Lincoln County resident, and we'll select that Port Authority at large. I mean, we don't have defined districts for representation or anything. We're looking for the best talent in Lincoln County.
Mm-hmm. Rather that be Brady, Wallace, exactly. Northern Lincoln County, you name
makes,
it.
Makes no difference. As long as they live within the boundaries of Lincoln County and they have the areas of expertise that we are looking for in particular, you're going to get a fair shake at being appointed to this. The other aspect is you have to be the age of majority under Nebraska state law, which is 19 at the time of appointment. And then there's a few other things that deal with conflict of interest. You can't have a financial interest or have an immediate family member that has a financial interest in the ground that is already confined in that district port or the inland port district. Or anything immediately surrounding it that you could reasonably envision that port district expanding to, and that's laid out very clearly in the information that we put on our website.
So the Steffes family, for example, would not be allowed to apply.
Not until any of that land is actually sold and they relinquish ownership of that land. At that point, then we could consider those individuals, high caliber individuals of our community.
Yeah, they're great people. So use them for an example.
Yeah, essentially, Tristan, it's just like any other elected board or appointed board. You look at conflict of interest in a common way in Nebraska and other states. But with a 9-member board, this did come up yesterday, and it's a great question because. We don't want to have people say, well, you know, I'm involved in this bank or I'm involved in this law firm, so I'm thinking I might have a conflict. Well, with 9 members, just like any board, if something comes before that Port of Authority board, you know, 3 years from now or 5 years from now, they can certainly step away and recuse themselves, and the other 8 can make the decision. So it's nothing different than any other board's accountability. And stepping aside, so you know we're gonna have people that are involved in agribusiness and law and banking and so forth that are gonna hopefully be involved and interested, and those are gonna come up over time. But that's why you have a 9-member board.
We need to take a quick break, gentlemen, but I'm hoping you could stay with us so we could talk more about this and the rest of the meeting that occurred yesterday for our Lincoln County Commissioners.
Absolutely.
Awesome. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Mugs of the Morning on KODY, our Commissioners Recap from yesterday morning here on 1240 AM, 106.1 FM. And welcome back to Mugs of the Morning on KODY. We're continuing our update on yesterday's Lincoln County Commissioners meeting with Commissioner Weems and Commissioner Bruns. Gentlemen, let's wrap up our conversation on the Inland Port Authority, Commissioner Bruns, and move on to some other items on the agenda. But you wanted to have a conclusion on a little bit on this Inland Port. I think a lot of conversation yesterday kind of centered on a future name for it, too, Commissioner Bruns.
And one quick point to add to what Commissioner Weems said right before the break about, you know, the conflicts of interest. If anybody has interest in this, but they have a few questions on, you know, well, I'm engaged in this business activity and I'm not sure how this would work. reach out.
Please
ask us. Both Kent and I have done a lot of research. We have great legal minds behind us as far as our county attorney representation, as well as the consultants. And we can get the answers to determine whether or not you're qualified for it or not. So please reach out. We don't want to miss out on a really high caliber candidate to serve on this for what may be nothing. So, to the naming of the port, we have an exciting opportunity to, you know, impact what this thing's going to be called. This catalyst for continued growth in our area.
So Crossroads Charlie is out.
I like the Jerry Woodruff Inland Port, Jerry personally. Woodruff.
Yeah, well. Yeah. He didn't show up this morning, so we're not going to call it the Jerry Woodruff.
We were thinking about it until this morning.
Maybe the Turnpike where everybody's jammed up trying to get in.
Name that after the chair.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I'm so we have that unique opportunity, I'm one mind. Kent's one mind.
A lot of good names already.
A lot of really good names. And so, you know, really finding a name that describes the identity of who we are here in Lincoln County, our region, I think is going to be important, particularly when you have people that are shipping to our destination. They can easily identify, the destination. But we want to also come up with something that's fairly creative. And so we're encouraging the public, if you have anything to weigh in on as far as a suggestion that we should be considering, to go ahead and email our board assistant, Tammy White, and her email can be found on our Lincoln County webpage as well under the Commissioners tab. And just shoot her off an email with your suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to give a fair shake to all the names that come before us. And
Greater Nebraska Inland Port, that rolls off the tongue. That's a good one.
Well, we'll see.
It's got a nice ring to it.
GNIP.
Now, gentlemen, looking at the rest of the agenda for the Lincoln County Commissioners meeting yesterday, a highlight for all of us, I think, was the conclusion of the meeting with the employee recognition. That's always a fun one, Commissioner Weems.
Oh, wait, yeah, and we had a bunch of those folks. Patty Wunsch, I think, did 35 years, and we had a gentleman in the road department that's 30, and I apologize, I don't recall his name, but
he was out working.
He was out working, so yeah, he's like, no, I don't want to stop.
I just want to get my work done.
He didn't want his picture taken, so Jason Schultz took one for the team.
He was the proxy.
He was. But yeah, I think we had all close to a dozen, Chris, overall.
Yep.
Number of 5-year folks,
10 and 15 year.
Yeah,
and all the way up to 30.
And you know, they dedicated people, and it's incredible when you work in the system to see the nuts and bolts of why this county functions as it does and everything's efficient. And, you know, you don't use the word efficient in county government or government in general in the same breath very often. But I tell you, these folks are dedicated and really take pride in their job and do the best they can with the tax dollars that they're responsible for. No matter what they do, blade operators, receptionists.
They do it all.
You bet.
And Commissioner Bruns, we also had an update yesterday from the Nebraska Association of County Officials that was providing a lot of great information and insight for us.
Yeah, so the Nebraska Association of County Officials, the acronym is NACO. That's an organization that we as commissioners and really all the elected officials in county government lean on pretty heavily as far as a resource for information and training, just broad education. And you know, we have a lot of questions that arise for unique situations. They provide a lot of consulting for us. And
they do. And they provide a lot of avenues to be more efficient.
Exactly. And so they're, you know, belonging to that organization is invaluable for us as Lincoln County officials. And so we were honored to have Elaine Metzel come in and provide an update of what they are looking at as far as this year is concerned, is different programs and training opportunities for us. And then she also talked, and we kind of probably went down a rabbit trail a little bit as far as the National Association of Counties, the larger overarching umbrella organization. And I actually serve on a policy committee at the national level, and my eyes were open wide to the benefits of belonging to that organization and what they do to advocate at the federal level for particularly rural counties that, mm-hmm. that oftentimes don't have strong voice at that level. And so it's just really great to see the organizations that we belong to fighting for us and know that we have a strong voice at that level.
Correct.
Advocating for strong policy for
us. Chris, on that note, the waters of the U.S., which is so onerous mm-hmm. to private property owners and backwaters and ditches and irrigation waterways and so forth, and the feds are continually trying to get their fingers in there, and the Biden administration is mm-hmm. trying to do that. And the National Association is so strident to fight for individual property rights throughout the United States. So people need to be aware that they do a lot of good things for rural America.
Yeah, I actually just got seated on the Rural Action Caucus for the national level as well. And so that's a continual topic that comes up. The Farm Bill is another huge one that we advocate for, making sure that, good policies in there and some of that the fluff that is probably not so closely associated with farming and rural America, that's left out. But great organization. Great to have that update from them yesterday.
Commissioner Bruns, Commissioner Weems, anything else you want to add on behalf of the county this morning?
I don't, but I think Commissioner Woodruff owes us both a breakfast burrito for sleeping in. I don't.
Or 12.
He's supposed to be here, but... We took one for the team and came over to see you.
You guys are just humble public servants.
Well, that's it. That's it. That's in a nutshell. I can't elaborate on that.
And on that note, I'm good.
Hey, Commissioner Bruns, Commissioner Weems, if folks want to get in contact with you on behalf of the county, how can they do so?
I would encourage people go to our website, click on the County Commissioner tab. There you'll find a list of all of us, and our names are hyperlinked. You can shoot an email off to any one of us. And while we have our own districts, I think collectively we all have the mindset we serve all of Lincoln County. And so if you have a question and you're not sure who your specific commissioner is for your district, it doesn't matter. Just get a hold of one of us.
Just fire off an email to one of us. In fact, I got one last night on a road I have to go look at later this morning. And so I know the email works because it came through last night. So, yeah, that's a good way. My cell phone is also available, 520-7777.
And I encourage people to reach out to me on my cell, too. That's actually the best way to get a hold of me, and that's 308-660-6049.
And if folks want to get a hold of your three colleagues as well and they don't want to use email, they can contact Tammy to get more information, too, for your other three colleagues.
Absolutely.
Absolutely right. She'll get in contact with them ASAP. So.
She's the keeper of the commissioners. Underpaid, yes. I might say.
Well, don't say that. That's that time of year we have to look at salaries. But, yeah, she does a great job for a long time.
Commissioner Bruns, Commissioner Weems, appreciate the time this morning. Good to see you, gentlemen.
Absolutely. Everybody be blessed.